White, St. Helena, California, January 15, 1906. Dear son Willie, I would be very much pleased if I could see you, or if I cannot see you, if I could learn where you are, I would certainly reach you by letter. I have nothing special to write you, but I have been burdened for things in Battle Creek, and I have not been able to sleep on account of the light and message given me. The night before last, I awoke at 10:30 and was unable to sleep. After trying hard to get to sleep, I got up and dressed and made my fire. I then wrote as fast as I could write for 5 hours. At 5:00, I lay down and did not get up again until 6:00. Yesterday was a day of earnest work. I prepared letters to send to various places, especially to Battle Creek. Today, we are sending a letter to George Amidon to be read to those whom they can assemble there. I shall keep up this work until I am called away from it. Elder Haskell and his wife have made me feel much more willing to be at home. Elder Haskell has had a very serious time with boils. He made 3 appointments to speak at the sanitarium, but he was in no condition to speak, so he gave it up. It has been raining now since last Friday. The rain is falling heavier than ever now, but it is really just what we need, and we thank the Lord for it. Your wife and children are all well. Sister King has been quite sick for a week with poison oak. She is getting better now. I tell her her wages will go on just the same. Sister Peck has just come into my office to tell me that she has a letter from Brother Lane, stating that he knows of a woman who has $5,000 to lend for 2 years at 5% interest. Brother Bordeaux's son wants the money that we borrowed of his father. I have instructed Sister Peck to write to Brother Lane that we will be very glad to get this money, so that this matter can be fixed up. But we do hope to receive something from Australia soon, for with the interest we have to meet, we will be close pressed unless some money comes in. I thought you ought to know this at once. You have not mentioned May Walling. Where is she now, and how is she? Have you dropped her out, by the way? Please let us know where she is and where your next mail shall be sent. I have important matter to send to Battle Creek. If Elder Daniels is there, he will read it to the ones who ought to have it. If he is not there, George Amidon can read it. Brother Taylor wrote a good letter, but I do not feel like placing any responsibility upon him. I am doing what I can to get off important matter. Write me when you will be home. Elder Haskell and his wife wish to leave this week to go to her sister's after spending the Sabbath in San Francisco. He is improving now right along. I will close this now for the next mail. We hope you are in good health. I am feeling quite well today.